Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yeshua the Messiah, by the will of Yahweh, and Timothy our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in the Messiah which are at Colossae, grace be to you and peace from Yahweh our Father. We give thanks to Yahweh and the Father of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in the Messiah Yeshua and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, where have you heard before in the word of the truth of the good news, which has come to you as it is in all the world, and brings forth fruit as it does also in you since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of Yahweh in truth. As you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of the Messiah, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Master to all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of Elohim, strengthened with all might, according to his majestic power, to all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks to the Father, which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible Elohim, the firstborn of all creation. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the assembly, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his stake, by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled, in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if you continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the good news which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of the Messiah in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the assembly. Whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of Yahweh, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of Yahweh. Even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made known to his saints, to whom Yahweh would make known what is the riches of the honor of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is the Messiah in you, the hope of majesty, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in the Messiah Yeshua, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. End of chapter.